The Progressive People's Party, PPP, has questioned the sincerity of President Mahama's commitment to fighting corruption. According to the PPP, past presidents have exhibited what it termed a talkative posture in the fight against corruption, just like President Mahama. At a news conference to react to the President's State of the Nation address, National Chairman of the PPP, Ni Alote Bruhammond, said the apparent lack of political will on the part of the President to deal with some corrupt officials and companies on whose cases the courts have ruled in favor of the state does not show that the President is committed enough. The PPP questions why people like Baba Kamara and the First Deputy Speaker, Eboba Tinodro, have been given high positions if the President really wants to fight corruption. Bubu Klinogo and Sefako Fepe have filed this report.
The Progressive People's Party commended the President for touching on corruption, which he described as the nerve center of the number one enemy of progress, growth and development of the country. According to the PPP, Ghanaians are living in perpetual darkness, abject poverty, while the public sector is dead and quality of education has hit an all-time low, all because of corruption. According to the PPP, corruption now constitutes the illegitimate heartbeat of the current state of the Ghanaian society, and the President only needed to tell Ghanaians how he intends to deal decisively with corruption and all other problems would have been taken care of properly. The national chairman of the PPP, Ni Alote Bruhammond, says it is good for the president to recognize the need to deal with the canker of corruption as contained in his State of the Nation address, but Ni Bruhammond has some reservations.
We must raise a question on the sincerity of the president to decisively deal with corruption. Our standpoint is influenced by the apparent lack of political will on the part of the president to deal with some corrupt officials and companies on whose cases the courts have ruled in favor of the state. The Supreme Court ruling that the state retrieved millions of cedis illegally and fraudulently paid to Ghanaian businessman Alfred Agbesi Wayomi is still pending execution. So how do we trust the president for results on his latest declared crusade? One would expect the PPP to be glad. The president says he is bracing himself up to fight the canker. However, his own historical inaction against corruption, that is already legendary, makes us take his word with a pinch of salt. Many of our past leaders have shown a certain talkative posture, similar to President Mahama's, when it comes to the issue of corruption. We say it's mere rhetoric because all their talk to fight corruption have only proven to be cosmetic posture, perhaps said only to score cheap political points.
On measures announced by the president to deal with the menace, especially with the adoption of a national anti-corruption action plan, this is what he has to say.
While the national anti-corruption action plan was adopted in July 2014, clear corruption cases that outdate the plan are still unresolved, and the canker, far from being diminished, is very pervasive in our society. Over the last few years, Ghanaians have been witnesses to the most glaring cases of corruption in public office, acts perpetuated by institutions such as Jida, Azontaba, Sada, and Suba.
The PPP believes the fight against corruption is not being won because perpetrators have close links with government. The party also took a swipe at the opposition NPP.
Often the NPP prides itself as being exemplary in dealing with corruption because President Kufuor jailed his own Minister for Youth and Sports for causing financial loss of $46,000 to the state. However, we boldly tell the NPP that it appears to us that the former Minister for Youth and Sports was used as a scapegoat primarily because he was not a member of the NPP, but rather of the PNC. Indeed, other officials of the NPP administration committed infraction, but none of them were sanctioned.
As a way of dealing with the canker, the PPP reiterates its call for the separation of the Office of the Attorney General from the Ministry of Justice, election of metropolitan, municipal and district chief executives, as well as a stop to the appointment of ministers from Parliament.